Let's go to First John. Chapter 1. Do all of you know that, you know, the popular cliche in religion these days is born again? Do you know what born again means? The word born is the word that means extant or existent. And the word again means it's the word that means from the first, or from the very first, or from the first estate. And so when it says you must be born again, it means much more than just to simply say you must have some kind of a spiritual rebirth. That's true. But the rebirth must be that you were existent from the first estate. Understand? Your identity, and the only one existent from the first estate, was Christ. So to be born again means to be Christed. Doesn't mean that all of a sudden he's going to be a nice guy. It means that now his true identity is being revealed, that he is existent from the first estate because his life is Christ. For me to live is Christ. Okay? Now I said all that, now we can read this. We're here in this book. Religious Bible stuff.
To steal a line from Doug, I feel dangerously close to having joy with
Good. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and he's using the royal we. I mean, this is we meaning John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen. The word it isn't in there. Just see, it's, you know, but if a word is in italics, it means it's not in the text. For we have seen, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested, the word manifested just means revealed, unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that what? That your joy may well up and be full. Now, no one can preach the word without having experienced what John. John isn't just talking about handling or talking to a physical manifestation of Jesus Christ after the flesh. He's talking about the seeing of the revelation of Christ, of handling everything, of and knowing it's from the very beginning, from the first estate. So, my function in life is to do what was just said here, that your joy may be full. Now notice, the fellowship, the reason for doing this is that what? That you also may have fellowship. Doesn't say anything there about being nice. Doesn't say anything there about whether or not you meet certain standards of behavior. Doesn't say anything about whether you're old or young or white or black. The singular issue is that which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which we declare unto you, that has been from the beginning, we declare unto you, that you may have fellowship with us. Amen? Amen. Anytime somebody comes to you and says anything other than that, then you exhort them back to this point. You don't ever give in to the temptation to have problem solving after the flesh. Big time stuff. Because this is the reason that the word is preached, that you may have fellowship. I don't care whether or not you like me or not. I mean, sometimes I do, and when I do, I confess it as sin and move on. But I care that you would have fellowship. All right. And these things we write unto you that your joy may be full. Now the word there for full is not just full like full up. It's full. It's the word that means fulfilled. You were created to be in joy. See, you know, in one very real sense, that's the only reason God made you, so you could be in joy. And anything sensory is an enemy of joy. Now, anything that is making this vessel something other than that which we have seen from the beginning, etc., etc., is an enemy of joy. So therefore, high place identities are an enemy of joy. But the promise is, that which he has begun in you, he will finish. He that has begun a good work in you will fulfill it unto the end. So in another very real sense, faith and joy are synonymous. You can't be in faith without being in joy. But it's predicated on one singular issue. That you have seen and felt and handled and heard that which was from the beginning. Because it's only that which is from the very beginning, the first estate, that is not time dependent. Anything that didn't exist at the very beginning is time dependent. And therefore it's not worthy of your importance, giving it any importance. And everything else except that which from the beginning exists only to test, to bring to perfection that which was from the beginning. Capisce? Mm-hmm. So you got to get your mind out of this idea that somebody is doing how can I say it? That we are in a position of doing stuff to each other, or good or bad. That's Satan's trick, is to get you on that, so that you miss seeing that which is from the beginning. And if I preach anything other than that, you ought to, you know, exhort me. I'm going to quit saying shoot me. I don't want you to shoot me anymore. Okay? Now let's go on. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. There's no darkness in light. And you don't get rid of darkness by analyzing it. You get rid of darkness by light. If there, and anything other than, no, we've got another part of the equation. We have faith, joy, fellowship, light. All words for the same thing. Faith, joy, fellowship, light. It's just looking at the same issue from different angles. You don't get one without the other. And so if you've got one without the other, you've got a counterfeit. All right. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And what does it mean to walk in darkness? It means not walking in the light. And if you're not walking, so, and the only place the light exists is in the New Jerusalem. The only place fellowship exists is in the New Jerusalem. The only place faith exists is in the New Jerusalem. The only place God exists from this standpoint is in the New Jerusalem, but God is all and in all, so therefore the New Jerusalem is all and in all. Amen. Understand the reasoning? So again, if you're walking in darkness, that means you're walking either in fear or in anger or in antagonism to someone or in a state of unforgiveness or all the other things that we can conceive of. You're not going to solve the problem. You're playing the wrong ball game if you do anything other than get back to the New Jerusalem. I mean, anything other than that is trying to paint a dead flower. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whether it's with...
Anything other than that, the diversionary tactic has worked.
Yeah. Okay. God is light, and in him is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Well, what the fuck? Now we got a do in there. Now we understand what it means in James when he said faith without works is dead. Because faith is simply the work in the New Jerusalem. Its manifestation, its visible manifestation is joy and love and light. And it has nothing to do with what the vessel is doing. And the vessel can be shoveling shit. Yeah. Or can be on a cross. Or can be crucified. Or can be being stoned. Or can be suffering the loss of all things. Or can be in terrible pain. It has nothing to do with what the vessel is doing. It has to do with the identity and the certainty that you are walking in that which is from the beginning, which you have seen and heard and handled, the word of life. And that's why God hates how-tos so bad. Because it's just playing religion outside of the New Jerusalem.
Faith is the work in the New Jerusalem. What is work in that sense?
Well,
that which is done.
That which is done. I mean,
it's not effort expended, results seen. It's not.
No, it's like red is the work of blood, or leather is the work of cow skin, or it's like. Sweet is the work of a grape, or it's not that it's what it's created for. It's it has nothing to do with effort. It's a fruit. It's
what it is.
It's what it is. It's what it be, baby.
What it is. I am.
It's I am. Yeah.
Well, as I am.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. Now, to walk in darkness is also cause and effect. To walk in darkness is to calculate. You know, all are the enemies of spontaneity. Because spontaneity is the manifestation of faith, of abandonment of self. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's sort of joyous.
Non-boring.
It's non-boring. Yeah. Boring is a walk. That's good. Boring is
walking in darkness.
Okay. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Automatically. There's nothing to do with you and the other party. And there's nothing to do with something that somebody may or may not have done or is or isn't or does. Or if you walk in the light as he is in the light, then you have fellowship one with another. And fellowship is a whole lot better than friendship. Fellowship is a whole lot better than love or neuroses or, you know, hormones or heat or...
So we've said, okay, so now I see fellowship is automatic, and anything other than fellowship is walking in darkness.
Right.
Again, no effort.
No effort. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, the interesting way to get there from God's standpoint is the first thing Jesus said, if you want to be his disciple. You abandon yourself. You pick up your cross. Because that's the only entrance there is to the New Jerusalem, where all the promises of God are in him, yea and amen. Do you understand what that means? All the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen. He's already done. Nothing to seek. In John's song, I'm perfect from the moment that he sees me. And he only sees you in the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the egg. Or the sperm cell seeking. That's all over the place.
If it's all over the place, then that little sperm cell that thinks it's swimming up a fallopian tube, desperately seeking something up here someplace, the sperm cell's surrounded by it. All the sperm cell has to do is stop swimming.
Yeah.
It's there.
That's enough that quick. I'll talk to you. That's a good place to stop. That your joy may be full. These things I say unto you. Your joy may be full. There's no excepts in there or buts. Amen?
Amen.
Joy is the heritage of a believer. Any needs or prayer requests?
Job.
Amen. Take it large person.